Chapter 6. From whose hand? Apostrophe, apostrophe, from mine, apostrophe, replied the traveler. With that he put spurs to his horse, and rode away, at first plashing heavily through the mire at a smart trot, but gradually increasing in speed until the last sound of his horse's hoofs died away upon the wind, when he was again hurrying on at the same furious gallop, which had been his pace, when the locksmith first encountered him. Gabriel Varden remained standing in the road with the broken lantern in his hand, listening in stupefied silence until no sound reached his ear, but the moaning of the wind, and the fast-falling rain, when he struck himself one or two smart blows in the breast by way of rousing himself, and broke into an exclamation of surprise. What in the name of wonder can this fellow be? A madman? A highwayman? A cutthroat? If he had not scoured off so fast, we'd have seen who was in most danger, he or one. I never nearer death than I have been tonight. I hope I may be no nearer to it for a score of years to come. If so, I'll be content to be no farther from it. My stars! A pretty brag this to a stout man, pooh, pooh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Gabriel resumed his seat, and looked wistfully up the road by which the traveler had come, murmuring in a half-whisper. The Maypole, 2 miles to the Maypole. I came the other road from the Warren after a long day's work at locks and bells, on purpose that I should not come by the Maypole, and break my promise to Martha, by looking in there's resolution. It would be dangerous, to go on to London without a light, and it's 4 miles, and a good half-mile besides, to the halfway house. And between this and that is the very place, where one needs a light most. 2 miles to the Maypole. I told Martha I wouldn't. I said I wouldn't, and I didn't. There's resolution. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeating these two last words very often, as if to compensate for the little resolution he was going to show, by piquing himself on the great resolution he had shown, Gabriel Varden quietly turned back, determining to get a light at the Maypole, and to take nothing but a light. When he got to the Maypole, however, and Joe, responding to his well-known hail, came running out to the horse's head, leaving the door open behind him, and disclosing a delicious perspective of warmth and brightness, when the ruddy gleam of the fire, streaming through the old red curtains of the common room, seemed to bring with it, as part of itself, a pleasant hum of voices, and a fragrant odor of steaming grog and rare tobacco, all steeped as it were in the cheerful glow, when the shadows, flitting across the curtain, showed that those inside had risen from their snug seats, and were making room in the snuggest corner. How well he knew that corner! For the honest locksmith, and a broad glare, suddenly streaming up, bespoke the goodness of the crackling log from which a brilliant train of sparks was doubtless at that moment whirling up the chimney in honor of his coming, when, superadded to these enticements, there stole upon him from the distant kitchen a gentle sound of frying, with a musical clatter of plates and dishes, and a savory smell that made even the boisterous wind a perfume. Gabriel felt his firmness oozing rapidly away. He tried to look stoically at the tavern, but his features would relax into a look of fondness. He turned his head the other way, and the cold black country seemed to frown him off, and drive him for a refuge into its hospitable arms. The merciful man, Joe, apostrophe, said the locksmith, is merciful to his beast. I'll get out for a little while. Apostrophe, and how natural it was to get out. And how unnatural it seemed for a sober man, to be plodding wearily along through miry roads, encountering the rude buffets of the wind and pelting of the rain, when there was a clean floor covered with crisp white sand, a well-swept hearth, a blazing fire, a table decorated with white cloth, bright pewter flagons, and other tempting preparations for a well-cooked meal, when there were these things, and company disposed to make the most of them, all ready to his hand, and entreating him to enjoyment. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.